You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
We were blowing leaves yesterday, or I was, and my son and I were out in the yard doing some, doing things, and there are leaves turning colors and falling, and it's August the 13th yesterday. So hopefully this won't come too early. Please slow down. But it is a strange time of year. It's a strange time of year for nature. Some things are blooming that shouldn't be, and some things are re-blooming that usually don't. We have deer in the backyard. I've never seen, we have hostas all around everywhere because hostas will grow on concrete for the most part. But we have deer that are so bold and have become so tame that they are eating the tops off of hostas. They walk up to this area and they climb up, I guess, on this thing, or maybe because they must be little, but they are eating hostas down to the, not to the root, but the tops of them. So we sprayed some really foul, smelling stuff on them, which has kind of run them off. But the deer are out and they are hungry. So don't be surprised if you see deer everywhere. And in South Haven, they just, they are taking over the place and eating our plants. But that's okay. They have to eat something, so good for them.
That's fine.
But the squirrels need to all die.
Yes.
I got to get some video of the old lady. she bought a bag of tennis balls because we have down by in this flower bed, there's our two feeders, one for the birds and one for the squirrels. And no, they're both for the birds, but the squirrels insist upon having to have some. And so she stands on the deck and throws tennis balls at the squirrels, trying to hit them.
How's her aim?
Not good.
Oh.
She throws like a girl.
Hey.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm only kidding. But she whips these balls at the squirrels, and it doesn't seem to faze them. They don't care. Because she hit one, I think, or the ball bounced back and hit him, and it looked at her like, that's all you got, lady?
That's hysterical. Are they coming down onto the feeder or climbing up from the bottom?
Well,
because you've got those, they sell those huge domes to,
really?
To prevent a squirrel from getting on
well,
the feeder.
Her,
it's ugly,
her,
but
her first tactic was to, she sprayed, because there are several of them, she sprayed them with some kind of oil. And we could watch the squirrels go up it and then slide back down. That was amusing. So I guess that they somehow learned how to get around that. So this bag of these balls was the next step. And so she whips them at them, and they don't seem to be really bothered by it because they're just mindless, worthless pieces of fur. They're rats with tails that should all be killed and then put into a stew. But we can't shoot them because that would be mean because they're cute. So I just sit back and let her figure it out. But this bag of tennis balls. And then of course, one of the dogs, not the lab, runs to try to get the balls, but they're too big for his mouth. Because he weighs 8 pounds. And he's
one of those about the size of his head.
It is, yeah. He's 8 pounds, and the lab you would think would run for these balls, right? That part of his brain wasn't installed, and he would not chase a tennis ball or anything else for any reason on earth. It requires too much effort, and I'm with him. But the small guy thinks he's a badass, and can, but he's not. But he's 8 pounds, and the other one is about 90. So who knows? It's never not entertaining back there, I'll tell you that. Oh, what else? Bruno Mars, what a talent and a guy with a big heart. He was playing the Palace in Auburn Hills over the weekend, announced he was giving $1 million to the greater Flint area to aid in the city's water crisis.
Cool.
Which is still underway. And you wonder sometimes if that's going to lurk for other people as well, like this town, who has pipes underground that are 100 years old, and that's an issue. that they've tried to keep quiet, but I don't know what the answer is. But Bruno announced on stage that he was giving $1 million. He can afford it, and it'll look good on his taxes. So way to go, Bruno. Way to go, dude. This actor, who many of you know, if you know movies, you know his name. One of my favorite movies of all time is a movie called My Favorite Year with the great Peter O'Toole playing. This was set in 1954, back in the era of live television. And one of the first TV shows that was on that was a big hit was a live show called Your Show of Shows. And Sid Caesar was the host, and they had big guest stars every week. And it was on NBC, and it was a really, really big deal. And so this movie, My Favorite Year, starred Peter O'Toole as a washed-up Hollywood star who is a big star still, but he's a drunk, and he's having a hard time getting roles. So he comes to be a guest star on this show. Joe Bologna is the actor's name that played the character that was Sid Caesar. He was in that film. He was great. He's done movies and cartoon voices for a long time. He passed away at 82 over the weekend. Joe Bologna, he was really, really good. And if you haven't ever watched My Favorite Year, you should. It's like watching a Broadway play on film. It's extremely good. And O'Toole is at his best. Last week in music, let's see if we know who any of these people are. It appears to me that hip-hop and R&B rule the world. Kendrick Lamar, number one, but it only sold 47,000 units or tracks or whatever they are these days. Brett Eldridge, new one on me, don't have a clue. DJ Khaled, Meek Mill. Meek, we learned, was a R&B dude last week.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Various for some movie, I guess. 21 Savage, the Issa album. I don't know. Ed Sheeran, love him or hate him, the Edster sells some records. This Ginger Hump is number seven. Number eight, Imagine Dragons, kind of a rock band. SZA has to be hip-hop and R&B, and Khalid, don't know who he is. So we got DJ Khaled, K-H-A-L-E-D, and then some other clown named K-H-A-L-I-D, American Teen. And I'm sure it's all fabulous artistically and just awesome. Val Kilmer, we discussed him on Friday. Val has been sick for several years. He tried to hide it for a while, but the photos of him that came out, he looks really rough, and he had some kind of oral cancer. So he had been canceling all of his appearances the past couple of weeks, which made people go, okay, what's wrong? Where's Val? He did appear at this gig. I know that many of you out there love this movie like I do, and we watch it at home sometimes. It's been a while, and it's one of the several films that I think I could probably do all the dialogue for the entire movie, word for word. Tombstone. I could do Tombstone, The Big Lebowski, and several more. Anyway, over the weekend in Tombstone, Arizona, Val Kilmer showed up for the Doc Holidays event in honor of Doc Holliday, who Kilmer played probably the best thing he's ever done in the film Tombstone. That movie was 1993. Damn. So he did it. Dennis Quaid did a pretty good job with it in Wyatt Earp, the Costner film. Going back over the years, there have been so many films made about the Earps and the Clantons and Doc Holliday. But Val Kilmer, of all the roles he's ever done, that was the best thing. That film is still just one of the all-time greats as far as Westerns. But at least Val Kilmer showed up to be a part of the Doc Holidays, because of all the modern day attempts at that movie, he has been the best. He was Doc Holliday. So good for him. I hope he pulls out of this and has a good life and doesn't leave us too soon.
Yeah, there was only one picture associated with that story that I could find, and it's him in a car, and it's hard to tell anything about how he looks. His hat is pulled down, and
for some reason I think he's on borrowed time. It's hard to say, but he's probably what, in his early 60s maybe. Tom Cruise is 55. Tom likes doing his own stunts. He always has. That's admirable in some cases. But he did one of these scenes where you jump from one building to the other, and he was wearing a harness, or he'd be a wet spot on the street because he was short. He missed. So he was limping and messed up his leg, and maybe it's time for Tom, before the insurance companies make him stop it, to do just to let the stunt guys do their job, and you just sit down somewhere and chill out. Tomorrow we have some friends coming to work on our roof, jdroof.com, the website for JD Roofing. We met with these good people a couple weeks back, and they've been a sponsor on our program. We are proud to have them. They are your neighbor's roofer, it says, because they will give you, they get all kinds of work, and they reference other people, and they can, and then those folks, you know, share the knowledge, and it's kind of word of mouth. They are that good. They spend their time doing stuff for, the FedEx Forum. They did that roof, AutoZone, Shelby County Schools, and a number of other things, and they can do it for you too. Your home or your office. JD and Terry Daniels run this company, and their staff is competent, professional, well-trained. And if you want to get a new roof, this is the only way to approach it, because they send out a team to do a multi-point inspection. They check everything, and then they get this done for you one time, and it is done right. A-plus rating from the BBB, and they do anything. They're working now with the solar panels. Ask about that. Ask about what they use on your roof, for flat roofs or any kind of roof. JDroof.com. They're the best. The phone number is 901-680-9521. They're coming to our house tomorrow to wash the roof because it has some weird black spots on it. So thank you guys very much, Jim and Terry, for being a part of the program. JDroof.com for more information. We'll do a little break and come back and hang out some more, and we'll do it right after this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.